Okay, now, can you, are there different types of those that you would distinguish between?
Not really, now. I can't think of anything. I know there were places where we wouldn't stop when I was a kid coming up.
Why was that?
Not a racial problem.
Oh.
So, you know. Particularly once you left the Miami area and started going up, you always looked for the type of place that, you know, would probably cater to you without, you know, you getting in a whole bunch of problems with people. But we would be very careful that way. One place we always remembered, when we took 27 out, we always had enough gas in our car to get us past Clewiston. Always had enough gas to get past Clewiston. When you went through Clewiston, you drug all the way through because of the reputation Clewiston had. And that was, you know, just one thing for us. Most of the times, though, I remember I was traveling, you know, as a kid in a car. Most of the times, the only stops we had planned were gasoline stops. To get something to eat and know, we usually carried it with us, you know. Load up, there was a lunch. Mom gets in the kitchen and fries up about 5-6 chickens and stuff like this. And, you know, you'd be clucking by the time you got where you were going. You know, you had your fruit, your snacks, your water, your coffee, you know, soft drinks. Everything was in the car with you. And, you know, like you stopped for the restroom if you were lucky enough to find a place that didn't, you know, frown upon you using their restrooms at the time, any service station along the way.
I guess so, because 64 is when the civil rights thing came through strong in Florida. When you were young and traveling, did you have a lot of hassles with, like, restrooms and things like that?
Yeah, you did. And one way we sort of, like, defeated it was when we pulled in, my father would, you know, normally ask first, we'd like some gas, can my family use your restrooms? And it's his way of saying, look, if I can't use your restroom, I don't want your gas, unless it's necessary. You know, when your tank is low and things like this, then you have to go ahead and go along with it. And it was always mandatory. If we found a restroom that we can go to, you go to the restroom now, because we may not find another along the road anywhere, and that kind of thing. But we did. There were a number of hassles on it. Some people would say, "Well, it's out of order," and he says, "Okay, thank you. You know, you get up and make it." And during that time, you had your colored-only restroom. You had white men, black women, colored man or woman, didn't matter. But we did run into that kind of problem traveling on the road.
I'm talking about roads here now. Let's keep this, I get too heavy. what's painted on the road to help you stay in your lane? Okay, what were those things?
They were just lines, really.
Do you have any distinctions on those when you were?
No, not really. Other than, you know, the general road. General knowledge of what they stand for. The solid line says don't pass. Broken line says you can pass. You know, nothing more than that.
Okay, what would you, if you want to get off one of these big highways, what would you call the place that you got off?
Exit ramp.
Okay.
All
right. And are there other roads in a town that can be entered or left only at special places? In other words, you know what I'm saying? A road that, like you were talking about the main drag earlier,
right.
A road that you can only get on or get off at certain places that go to a certain location. Do you have any names for places, roads like that?
No, not that I know of. I can't think of any.
This is really the question I had earlier about the limited access, you know, highways.